Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Rich Evans with us. Welcome, Rich.
Oh, thank you, Vince. How was your Christmas?
You know, it was 14 of us, so we had a full house, Rich. Absolute full house. Mrs. Finelli was here. Bam was here. Six dogs, five cats, and me. Full house. toys all...
Okay, I'm starting to worry about you now, Vince.
toys all over the floor, and the dogs were playing tug-of-war. And when I say toys, it's their bones. And, you know, Rich, when we have cows that die... We keep their bones, and we have these dog bones that are, you know, I don't know, maybe 16, 18 inches long, and so the dogs love them. I mean, they don't want the cows to die, but when they do, nature takes its course, and the microbes and the bugs and the birds and the coyotes.
Nothing goes to waste in nature. But let me ask you a question, because people are starting to get economically compromised, and they're starting to think outside the box. And it's hard for people who call, you know, a cow, definitely a horse, a pet. But when these animals are about to die, do you harvest the meat for dog food to save money?
No. No, we don't.
And why is that? Is it because of sentimentality, or you're afraid if they're dying, they might have some type of bacteria or virus?
Yeah, well, that's part of it, too. So we don't want to, large fast food joints have been reported over the years to use animals that are sick, that can barely get up, and harvest them just before they die. They kill them just before they're going to die, and because that meat is the cheapest. That's been reported. That's not just me saying that. And so we know that... That as the animals get older, they can hardly, you know, they have trouble moving, and the system shut down. So the last thing we want to do is eat that. That's one thing. The other thing is the cows that we have, some of them are like 15 years old, and we feel that they have done such a wonderful job in supporting the farm their entire life that they deserve to live out their life here. So we don't push them, we don't, you know, we just let them live, and if they're going to die from old age, that's the way we'd like it to be. So that's how we handle it, and we feel that they're part of our family. They've been with us for a long time. If I go out in the field, or Bam, or Sandy goes out in the field and says, "Come on," you know, they come running. They love us, they're used to us. And why would we want to kill them? Now, I guess some people might, you know, it's a two ways of looking at it. Some people would say, well, why let it go to waste? Well, it's not going to go to waste. There are some, if the cow dies and we don't catch it right away, you know, if it's a day or two, the wild animals will find it and they'll start eating it. So it's not going to go to waste. It's just not going to go in our stew pot. How do you feel about that, Rich?
Well, the only thing that we have that might be consumable is goats, and we do the same exact thing. But I'm reading reports that people are getting desperate. because food prices are going up. And I'm hearing that some people are starting to shoot cows from the road, especially at night, and harvesting someone else's meat. You know, I'm hearing people are taking extra game during hunting season that they don't have a tag for. You know, I hear, I'm hearing this stuff more and more, and I don't condone any of it, but I also understand because the powers that be, the World Economic Forum, the elite globalists, have literally announced not just a consolidation of power, money, and control, but they're literally attacking our survival supplies, food, energy, things of that nature, and they're purposely making a scarcity. So I just wanted to ask you that question because
let's extrapolate.
You know, and it could be a topic down the road, just talking about frugality and shortcuts.
Well, let's extrapolate that for a few moments. So our savings are four-legged, and so are a lot of other farmers. So they could have, you know, digits in the bank. Or they could have livestock, or they could have a combination of both. In our case, we have livestock. Now, what would happen if someone went to the local bank and robbed it and took off with $1,000? Would that be a problem? It would make the news. It would absolutely, positively make the news. But if someone came to a farm like ours and stole a cow or shot a cow and killed a cow that's worth $1,000, would that make the news? Maybe not. And would people be all upset about, well, it's just a cow? But to us, it would be $1,000. It would be the same thing as if $1,000 was stolen from our bank account, right? That's a problem for us. So there are a lot of ways of looking at that. And I despise poachers. I absolutely despise poachers and people who shoot from the road. And over the years, we've stopped them. You know, we patrol our dirt road with rifles. We literally do. Because there are people who come from out of town who want to kill animals from the road on our farm. And so we patrol. And we have rifles that, well, I don't know. I guess some people might call them black rifles. Some people might call them modern muskets. Well, we patrol our farm as if it is our bank account, and rightfully so. And we really don't appreciate some methods of hunting. Now, what some hunters do, Rich, is they will have tracking radios. They will have directional antennas on their pickup trucks. And it looks like a small TV antenna, small UHF-type antenna. And they have collars on dogs. And they track the dogs. And what they do is they let the dogs loose at one end of the road. And then the dogs race and race. And when they see animals, they herd them. They stampede them into a gauntlet where the hunters can shoot the animals.
And, that is illegal.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And what that does
that's
is...
why, that's why 85% of what I harvest... big game-wise is with a bow and arrow because it should be about the chase. It should be about fair chase. Mm-hmm. And I have nothing against guns. You know, I still use them once in a while. But to me, the satisfaction in harvesting a big game animal with a pointy stick is a thousandfold. I use this analogy. And again, it's not to put down gut hunters or anything, but it's kind of a sarcastic analogy, but I always say that bow hunting is like being on an open football field when Barry Sanders was in his prime and trying to tackle him in the open field. Mm-hmm. And gun hunting is like putting your 85-year-old grandmother in a backyard that's fenced and trying to tackle her. I mean... Again, it's not to be anti-gun. I am not anti-gun. Like, when I go moose hunting, I use a gun because there's so many grizzly bears and wolves killing them that you're lucky to find a legal bull. So it all depends on the quarry. But 85% of what I hunt, you know, elk, deer, bear, I use a bow and arrow because it, to me, it's just worth the satisfaction of fair chase, even though the odds of success are so much lower.
Well, let me put an exclamation point on what you just said. So we have campers who stay here at the farm, and what some of them do is they hunt, and they lease land, not ours. We don't allow hunting on our land, but they can camp here, and then they stay here, and then they leave for the day and go hunting. And one of the families that camps with us owns a sporting goods store, a really nice one. And so they sell rifles and pistols and shotguns and, you know, those kinds of things. All the things necessary for hunting and fishing and camping. And they're really good at it. But when they come to Missouri to hunt, they bring a bow and arrow. And I was talking with one of the guys, and about a month ago, I said, so how'd you do? He said, not so good. It's really hard. But he and his wife, young couple, hunt with a bow and arrow. And I have to applaud them for doing it the hard way, the way the Indians did it. So those are my thoughts on it. It seems that it's really not really fair, you know, it's not a fair fight with a 30-06 or a 308, right? As compared to...
I still leave it as to each his own. You know, you mm-hmm. choose your weapon. Mm-hmm. But I just believe in, fair chase. I believe in the challenge. And the satisfaction of the meat tastes so much better at the end of the day. And it's work. You know, when you bow hunt, you got to put more time into scouting. You might have to put tree stands up. Packing out your game is probably still similar, unless you have the luxury of hunting on private land. And, everybody has to learn to walk before they run. And I do recommend that every child who wants to hunt to start with a gun, because you have to learn skill sets. You know, some skill sets. And by the way, folks, if you can't tell, Vince and I already discussed our day today on the broadcast. And as you can tell, we're trying to keep it a little light day after Christmas, okay? I have probably enough stuff to prepare for two broadcasts right now, and that's monologue, okay? But so, Vince, if you wanted to go into anything like election fraud or group identity politics or accountability or anything. I've got.
I did want to mention one thing. Your book and One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. About 13 years ago, somewhere around there, you wrote that book, and 12, 13 years. And you talked about groups, special groups. And back then, it was unheard of that people got jobs based on their groups, you know, whether they were qualified or not. And it was, you know, the old story of who you know, but it's way, way worse than that now. It's way worse than who you know to get a job. It's, you're absolutely right, Rich. And I want to talk about that. I have an exclamation point regarding applying for a job and what it's like today to apply for a job as a young person.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich, you can listen, Montana. So, Rich, I remember applying for jobs and out of school, right out of the university. And Mrs. Finelli and I were dating, and she had an interview with a company as a computer systems designer. And so I drove up to the corporation where she was having her interview, and I sat down in the waiting room there in the personnel department, and they asked me if I was applying for a job, and I said, well, I don't know. Here's an application. So I filled out an application, and I had an interview immediately. And when I had the interview, I was prepared for the company. I did a lot of research at the library before she went for this job interview. And I knew who the vice presidents were. I knew what the product line was. I knew what they did. I knew what their sales volume was. So the guy that interviewed me, the head of personnel, was stunned that, you know, I wasn't even applying for a job, that wasn't my idea initially, but they were surprised that I knew about them, and I was hired immediately as a financial analyst. But that experience is not what happens today. What happens today, and I know some young people who have applied for jobs, and here's the way it goes. So you apply for a job online. You search and you find out what opportunities there are, and then you fill out an online application. Then next thing that happens is the company responds via the computer, and you don't talk to anybody at this point, and then you get an online test. And you take the test, and then if you pass that hurdle, then a person might call you for an interview. And then you don't even know at this point if there really is a job, because you haven't gone there, and you're not going to go there. You're not going to go to the corporate location. You haven't been invited. So the next thing that happens is you get a test. They say, okay, fill out this online test. And then the next thing that happens, if you pass that level, they say, all right, prepare this white paper. Here is the scenario. Do some research on, and it might be something like this. What is the result of a law that's been passed to support this group or that group? Write a white paper as to what those results really mean, as if you're going to defend it to Congress. So you write the white paper, then you get a call back, and they say, okay, well, we reviewed it and need to make these changes, and submit them by this afternoon or tomorrow morning. Then you submit that white paper with the recommended changes, and you review it and make sure it's perfect, and then you never hear from the company again. That's today's climate. It's outrageous. And there seems to be no desire, or the company feels no need to get back to you and say, you know what, I really appreciate it. It doesn't look like it's a good fit, or the white paper that you did is just not quite up to what we're looking for. It doesn't meet our standards. No response whatsoever. It's absolutely outrageous, and that's where we are today. It's me first. The companies show no loyalty. They show no compassion. They show total disregard for the prospective candidates. They toss their lives around like they're meaningless. And the people who are applying for these jobs really have no idea whether it's for real or not, because there's so many people lying to so many people. It's totally different from the scenario when I applied for a job. Rich?
Well, Vince, I'm going to let you finish this segment because I'm going to need a lot more than a minute and a half what's left in this segment. I'm going to need all of next segment because I talk about this often. I'll refer to some of the things in the book that you mentioned. But I'm going to need a pretty lengthy platform here, buddy, because you stepped in it. And
I stepped in it because I didn't make it. I just stepped in it.
After this commercial break, Vince, just put down the phone. Put down the microphone.
Yeah, and then Rich, later on in the broadcast, I'd like to talk to you about your generator.
Okay.
And how you operate your generator.
Okay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You USA News update. A federal judge has ruled against the social media company X, saying it violated its contract with employees. Back in June, a lawsuit was filed after X promised millions of employees they would receive half of their bonuses in 2022. X never delivered on the promise. On Friday, the judge sided with employees and ruled the company did, in fact, violate its contract. A United States senator standing up for a privately held company to stay closed on Sunday due to the Christian belief of its founder. USA's Laura Winters reports.
South Carolina Senator Republican Lindsey Graham saying he will step in and go to war with New York State if lawmakers in Albany pass a bill to force some Chick-fil-A restaurants to operate 7 days a week. The iconic chicken chain has always been closed on Sundays in keeping with the religious belief of its Christian founder from Georgia, Truett Cathy.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Flash.
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, thank you for teaching class today. You know, a lot of people have taken several days off for Christmas. We've got, Rich, we've got Kyle in Montana on. He just called in. Hey, Kyle, welcome.
Hey, Kyle. Good morning, guys. Good morning, Rich, and a belated Merry Christmas to you guys, and a Happy New Year. I got to weigh in on this hunting thing, Vince, because a lot of it, when I was on last, we were talking about perspectives, okay? And when the Native Americans ended up being able to get guns and hunt buffalo, they did it. And when the way that they would hunt them, though, before, is they, if they could, they would run them, a whole herd of them, off of a cliff and then go down there and kill them and gut them at the bottom, the easy way. Because their lives depended on it. And we live in a society where we can afford to be, I'm not sure if I'm using the word right, but altruistic. We can afford to not have to go after a whole herd of buffalo to feed the tribe for the coming winter. Because we still have things, we still have food available. We can afford, and I'm not attacking you, Vince, but we can afford to let cows die of old age. But if the trajectory of this country continues the way it is, every scrap of meat that can be used and every part of the cow that can be used and the best, most efficient way to be able to get meat to feed your country, to feed your family, those things are good. If you're slow to adapt, you will be one of the dead ones. It's like my friend, the Navy SEAL, friend of mine who told me, he said, the one thing that they taught them when they were in combat and when they were in, you'd see one thing and it changed to another and it changed to another. And he said, they told us, he who adapts first lives. And we can afford right now to not have to do that. But things are going to change. And if the grid were to go down, or even the internet go down, just that alone, or cyber attack on water systems, people's perspectives are going to change instantly. They are then going to be at a place, especially if the grid goes down, they're going to be at a place where things are going to be desperate. I mean, your food is, like, we can afford, you and I and Rich too. If we have a poor garden, we can still supplement it with the grocery store. But what happens if we don't? And there is no grocery store. Because our supply chain is starting to break down something fierce. We're seeing things, I'm seeing things in town. Although this last Christmas, I was told, this is kind of funny, you guys might get a kick out of this. I was told by one of the employees at Costco that they are shipping things from other Costcos to this area where there's less thievery, where there's people stealing less. I thought that was interesting. And I haven't verified it or anything like that. But anyway, that's what he said. And I just wanted to chime in, though, the reality that, you know, if you read the book, and I'm sure Rich probably has, it's called The Elk Hunter, and where the old boy was, he had taken hundreds of elk with a 253,000, which is a very old cartridge. But it was the fastest, best, flattest shooting cartridge that he could get his hands on, and he had hunted with it for 30 or 40 years. So he knew it really well. But it was the best opportunity that he had to be able to feed his family. So I'm just throwing that out there as the other thought on
hunting. I totally agree with you.
I love to bow hunt.
Yeah. I totally agree with you. And right now, times are good enough so that, well, people throw out, I'm not talking about us, I'm talking about people will say, well, that towel's got a hole in it, and they'll throw it out. But there'll be a time when they'll say, you know, I wish I had that towel with a hole in it, because we could have amended it, we could have cut it in half, and used the parts around the hole. I'm talking about washcloths, dishcloths. I'm talking about even paper towels. So we, if we just dry lettuce, for example, with a paper towel, we will save that paper towel, dry it out, and use it for another purpose, you know, later.
Yep. We do too.
That's, and so as far as the animals, it just, the cows, we love the cows, and I understand that there will be a time when that will no longer be the case. They will be dog food, and or they may be people food, or they may be something that is used to save our little village from starvation. I understand that.
I know that. I know you do that, and I know if it came down to it, Rich would be in the same ballpark because we were survivors, and we're going to figure out one way to make it work. I just didn't want the class... Just don't, I'm trying to say to the class, you better prepare for the worst. And the other thing that the same Navy SEAL, and I've said this on the air, your body will not go where your mind has not been. And you should seriously consider what you might have to do. And you better wrap your mind around it before you have to do it. Because once you're hungry and tired and weak, you won't be able to.
Now, let me comment on what was just said between both of you guys. And then I'll answer your question next segment, Vince, at the top of the hour that you left before the last break. I don't disagree with anything that Kyle just said, not one word. But let me tell you why I bow hunt. It's not just the challenge and the satisfaction and respect for the animal. It's the fact that what I see happening, because I study the regulations a lot, Fish and Game doesn't give a damn about us. They care about the super rich big landowner. That's who they cater to. So I'm going to use elk as an example. Elk is probably, I've harvested 18 elk with a bow and arrow, okay? So I can't tell you how close you got to get and how many opportunities does not happen, even when the elk is close enough for a shot because it's too much brush or it's quartering to you, not quartering away or broadside, which you need for a bow and arrow. But I see the so-called experts and official authorities around the world, especially in America, being sold out. They're bought and paid for. They're blackmailed. So what I'm seeing, like here in Montana, Kyle, and I don't know if you've been studying this, I'm noticing, like in a lot of areas, they're allowing cow hunts during general season for your elk ATAG. Now, that being said, and the same thing, I'm noticing an increase with does, you know, white-tailed does. Now, hunting with those things with a bow and arrow is a big difference because the success rate is so much lower. And when I lived on the river bottoms in Missoula for 19 years, we could harvest 7 deer with a bow and arrow because you couldn't shoot guns around all the roads and houses. And that's why they had a river bottom hunt for 4.5 months. So that's totally separate. But when I see the authorities literally allowing the baby factories to be hunted at the rate that they're being hunted, it's kind of analogous to Cloward and Piven, where one of their strategies is not just divide and conquer, and there's a lot of them in that book, same as Saul Alinsky, but it's to overspend so that one day they press a button, they say, oh, we're out of money, and everybody's on their own, okay? That's basically shutting down the system, and that's going to be just as bad as what Kai was talking about regarding cyber attacks and everything else. But I see our people literally trying to protect the big landowners where elk know, folks. For those of you around the country who don't have elk, elk are probably the smartest animal to hunt. If there's a sanctuary piece of property that doesn't get hunted, or maybe there's an outfitter on it and they only hunt the peripheries of the herd, those elk will stay there. On public ground, the elk are being pushed so hard, and like in southwest Montana, they have an open season during general season to shoot cows, which is ridiculous. Now, shooting a cow with a bow and arrow is one thing because, again, the success is so minimal. But when you start, shooting cows with high-powered rifles at 800 yards, it's not just the challenge issue. You're killing the baby factories, and all the elk are gone. going on the private huge ranches for their own consumption to hoard the elk for their own benefits, whether it be food or recreation. So I even see when the Fish and Game list lets wolves go and lets grizzly bears go, especially problem grizzlies, but here in Montana, it's all over the place. They're putting them on public land, not the big private ranches. You know why? Because the big private ranches shoot the wolves and grizzlies and even poison them. And I know this for a fact, and don't worry, in case somebody's listening, I'm not mentioning their name. However, the public, the little guy, isn't getting the protection and representation. So when I see the powers that be literally reducing public access and costs going up and just everything getting harder for the little guy, when the big guy with big thousands of acres of private ranches gets all the benefits, that's not right. So one of the reasons I bow hunt, Kyle, is because of all the reasons I shared with you, but I see if everybody rifle hunted with the regulations they're pushing today with shooting cows during general season, like in a lot of southwest Montana, like Dillon and the Big Hole and all those areas, that's crazy. That's absolutely crazy because it's killing the food source for future generations on public ground. So I bow hunt because it's very low impact. When I'm in the woods walking around with a pointy stick and camouflage, I'm very, very few people and critters know I'm there. It's very low impact. And, you know, if I'm lucky enough to get a shot, I take it. I feel very blessed. You know, the five-point bull I got this year, it was the only elk I saw. So it's you know what I'm saying, because if we keep going in the direction, and you alluded to that, to an implication on where food was going, and I don't disagree at all, but if we keep going the same direction, because the powers that be are pushing us in a direction where food and self-sufficiency is going to be almost impossible, especially at the rate that they're pushing wolves and grizzly bears. And wolves, these wolves aren't even indigenous. They were initially trapped in the northern part of our continent. They're oversized wolves that shouldn't even be here. They're in non-indigenous species. So it's pretty obvious to see, and I know you agree with me, Kyle, that the power structure is making it harder and harder for the little guy to be self-sufficient. And that's one of the reasons I bow hunt, is so, you know, things don't get over-harvested, and maybe more people will do it, you know. I'm 63, believe me, it's tough climbing a tree, it's tough packing out an elk, it's tough.
With Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us in Montana. Kyle, USA Prepares instructor also in Montana. Kyle, back to you.
Okay, just a quick, I know it's a short segment, and while I completely agree with you, Rich, I really do. I had a 5-point bull this year at 30 yards, and I could not get a shot. And it is hard to do. So I totally get what you're saying, and I know you're exactly correct that these elk are running on the big ranches because they're not hunting them as hard and that kind of stuff. I'm trying to say that if at the same point, in the last depression, wasn't it that they had that they hunted all the deer completely out of Missouri, Vince? Didn't they have to import deer into Missouri just to get a herd started again?
Yeah, and we also had a drought in the 1950s, and people were starving, cows were starving, and you couldn't find a deer, you couldn't find a fox, you couldn't even find birds. Everything was hunted for food. And that goes back to what you initially said when you first called in, that things change when you are in survival mode, and that's what happened here in Missouri, right where we live.
Yeah. And I'll say one other thing. There's another reason for having a rifle that'll reach 800 yards. And you guys can read between the lines because we're headed in a bad trajectory. And we better get to the point where we have the trajectory because the battle's coming whether we like it or not.
Well, that's why I'm out of here, Kyle. That's why I'm trying to wake people up. And I think there is an exponential wake up. I mean,
yeah.
Let me just share with you one article that I was going to talk about. I'll probably do it next week. But Congressman Tim Burch says government officials are being blackmailed over Jeffrey Epstein flight logs. So we have people who are, you know, picking up attractive honeypots, strangers, ending up naked in a hotel room, and they're on tape, and they get compromised, you know? So, you know, it's supposed to, 170 associates of Epstein, these names are supposed to be unsealed. Well, three names remain sealed. In other words, three people had enough money to pay off the the blackmail. This is what's happening. So if people, we have to realize that we have to make the difference. We have to be the judge and jury. Our politicians, our judges, lawyers, courts, they're all rigged. They've turned on us. They've sold out the people, the Constitution. We have to decide if we're willing to make a choice for the freedom and Constitution and rule of law and rights that we inherited. So, because these people are useless, they have totally sold out. So, I mean, if we can get enough people to say, hey, stop being embarrassed over the fact that you got caught. Stop protecting your pride and ego. I mean, look at the things that's going on here right now. Filming homosexual male porno in the Capitol, normalizing, legalizing pedophilia, open genital mutilation against young people, election fraud, bioweapons has killed 20 million people worldwide and still counting, open borders and facilitating attack on the U.S. So this is why I do this. I do this to say, hey, wake up, start thinking about your country and your people instead of trying to protect your pride and your ego. This groupthink is killing us. So if enough people say, all right, start doing your job and representing the people, and enough people back that message, maybe we can do something. Maybe we won't be in a situation where, look, we all know that the powers that be, the globalists are trying to create race wars, civil wars, all this stuff. We know this. World War III. But maybe, just maybe, what if we can wake up enough people and they start doing something about it? I mean, I hate to think that my 13 years of national radio has been a total waste. So,
I don't think it's been a waste, Rich. Yeah, I don't think it's been a waste, Rich, but at the same time, I think we're beyond it in a sense. I mean, that's the hope for the best scenario right there. But I think we're at the point right now, in my opinion, where we better prepare for the worst.
I don't disagree with preparing for the worst at all. But I'm just hoping, and I'm trying, and I'm still swinging the bat. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I agree with you. I'm glad you are. That's all I got, Vince. I won't take up any more time.
Before you go, I have one quick question I'd like to ask you, but you don't have to answer it if you don't want to. I'd like to ask each of the instructors, and I'd like to ask Rich during today's class if he'd like to answer this as well. And the question is, Kyle, you've been preparing for a very long time, and so have I, and so have the other instructors, for the most part. Are there any regrets that you have with the preparedness lifestyle that you have undertaken? You have foregone things like going to Disney and spending money that, you know, others, frivolously, like others. Do you have any regrets for your lifestyle, doing what you do?
The only regret I have, Vince, is that when the kids were young, I wish I would have taken them on a lot more camping trips and different things like that where I didn't spend the money. And I wish I would have spent the money and lived better for them, because they don't want to do it so much now. But anyway, that's all I got. That's the only regret I have. So don't forget to live life.
Very well said. Thank you, Kyle. Rich and I will be right back.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.